Chapter 29. When deep continuity becomes durable higher coherence. When a mature inner continuity already possesses its deep matrix, an architecture reaches a threshold where this continuity ceases to be only stable. It becomes a durable coherence capable of maintaining several levels without visible effort. This coherence does not appear as a new construction. It appears as a natural consequence of a sufficiently installed depth. In other words, what previously had to be supported now begins to hold by its own density. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of continuous, deep, higher active coherence. This axis shows that an already active coherence remains continuous within a higher depth. Coherence no longer contents itself here with remaining stable. It becomes a durable inner line capable of crossing several levels without rupture. This axis appears when several high lines must remain compatible without intervention. From this axis appears the presence of deep cohesive distributive stability. Stability acts here within an inner diffusion, but this diffusion disperses nothing. It preserves a deep cohesion. This presence shows that a mature stability may now circulate without losing its unity. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of extended durable higher matrix convergence. Convergence now acts within several higher level matrices, but this extension introduces no tension. High matrices remain compatible. This function marks an important level. Convergence becomes naturally compatible with higher expansion. When this function exists, the center of higher deep active continuity appears. This center links active continuity and higher depth. Continuity ceases here to be simply prolongation. It becomes a durable inner center. This center marks a threshold where continuity acquires an even quieter quality. This density leads to the first base of higher deep coherent stability. This term establishes a new foundation. Deep stability and coherence become a common higher level base. But every common base requires an even denser inner point, the core of durable deep active coherent continuity. This core marks the point where continuity and coherence remain active within a durable depth. Continuity no longer remains simply present. It becomes stable inner capacity. From it appears the function of continuous regulated higher matrix stability. Stability acts here as a continuous matrix, but this matrix remains finely held. It produces no rigidity, then forms the field of extended deep active convergence. The field becomes here particularly flexible, and active convergence may endure across an expanded range without inner contraction. This maturity leads to the order of durable higher distributive cohesion. Cohesion ceases here to be only maintenance. It becomes durable higher level diffusion. Finally, this sequence closes upon the first matrix of higher deep coherent stability. This term is decisive. It means that a deep coherent stability now possesses its fully installed matrix. Chapter 30. When the third phase becomes a complete foundation, ready for what follows. When an architecture has crossed several levels of continuity, coherence, stability, and depth, a moment comes where progression no longer mainly adds new forms. It gathers what exists into a complete foundation capable of supporting a following phase. This foundation does not correspond to an absolute end. It corresponds to sufficient completeness. In other words, what has slowly densified now becomes usable as stable base. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of durable deep active coherent stability. This axis shows that an already active and coherent stability may now remain durable within a complete depth. Stability no longer contents itself here with supporting. It becomes a fully mature inner line. This axis appears when several high fields no longer require visible adjustment to remain aligned. From this axis appears the presence of continuous distributive higher convergence. Convergence acts here with a new simplicity. It may diffuse without dispersion. This presence shows that a higher level convergence may now maintain itself within a calm continuity. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of higher durable deep matrix regulation. Regulation acts here inside already stabilized deep matrices, but this action becomes almost invisible. it maintains without correcting. This function marks a high threshold. Architecture becomes capable of maintaining itself without notable intervention. When this function exists, the center of higher deep cohesive continuity appears. This center links continuity and cohesion within a fully held higher depth. Continuity ceases here to be simply dynamic. It becomes a durable inner center. This center marks a threshold of real maturity. This density leads to the first base of higher deep active stability. This term establishes a new foundation. Deep active stability becomes a durable higher level base. But every stable base requires a terminal inner point, the core of higher terminal deep active coherence. This core marks the point where a deep active coherence reaches its terminal threshold without rigidity. Coherence no longer seeks here to expand. It rests. From it appears the function of final deep matrix stability. Stability acts here as final matrix. But this finality is not absolute closure. It simply means one level is fully accomplished. Then forms the field of terminal higher cohesive convergence. The field becomes here particularly calm. Several higher convergences remain cohesive without residual tension. This maturity leads to the order of higher stabilized deep continuity. Continuity ceases here to be only active. It becomes fully installed stability. Finally, this sequence closes upon the first complete foundation of the third higher phase. This term is decisive. It means that the whole cycle, 201 to 300 now, forms a complete base ready for what follows. The third phase is closed. But this closure is not an end. It becomes a support point. Part 4. Autonomous Architecture of Higher Transition. Chapter 31. When transition becomes new inner structure, when a complete third phase has reached a sufficient foundation, an architecture crosses a threshold where continuity no longer contents itself with extending what has been stabilized. It begins to produce a new inner structure. This newness does not appear abruptly. It installs itself through a discrete displacement. What was still extension progressively becomes autonomous threshold. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of higher stable coherence of transition. This axis shows that an already stabilized coherence can now support a passage without rupture. Coherence no longer serves here only to maintain an equilibrium. It becomes a line of passage. In other words, a sufficiently mature coherence can carry a change without losing its stability. This axis appears when several already closed structures must become compatible with an opening. From this axis appears the presence of active distributive stability of new threshold. Stability acts here within a field that no longer entirely belongs to the previous phase. But this diffusion creates no disorder. Stability preserves its active quality. This presence shows that a mature stability can support a new threshold without fragility. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of matrix convergence of higher passage. Convergence acts here between several already stabilized matrices. But this convergence no longer simply seeks to unite, it prepares a passage. This function marks an important threshold. Closed matrices can become a base of transformation without losing their coherence. When this function exists, the center of active continuity of fourth threshold appears. This center links continuity and newness. Continuity ceases here to be simple extension. It becomes the core of a distinct threshold. This center marks the real entry into the fourth phase. This density leads to the first base of higher coherence of deep transition. This term fixes a new foundation. A higher coherence becomes a durable base of passage. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of active coherent stability of higher transition. This core marks the point where stability becomes the silent motor of passage. Stability no longer contents itself here with protecting. It orients. From it appears the function of new regulated matrix continuity. Continuity acts here within a new matrix. But this matrix remains finely regulated. It does not simply reproduce the previous phase. Then forms the field of higher convergence of expanded threshold. The field becomes particularly important here. Several higher convergences remain compatible within a broader threshold. This maturity leads to the order of active cohesion, of deep passage. Cohesion ceases here to be simple maintenance. It becomes the inner condition of passage. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of new higher stability. This term is decisive. It signifies that a new stability now possesses its own matrix. Phase 4 becomes truly readable. Chapter 32. When newness begins to produce its own stability, when a new structure begins to possess its first stable matrix, an architecture reaches a threshold where newness is no longer defined only by passage. It begins to produce its own stability. This stability is not yet a closure. It is rather a first inner breathing. In other words, what was transition progressively becomes a base capable of sustaining itself. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of higher stable continuity of expanded transition. This axis shows that an already stabilized continuity can cross a broader field without losing its inner unity. Continuity no longer contents itself here with extending. It becomes a durable line of passage within a new extension. This axis appears when several already mature fields must remain compatible within a broader opening. From this axis appears the presence of new active distributive coherence. Coherence acts here within a new diffusion. But this diffusion does not simply reproduce previous structures. It introduces a different activity. This presence shows that a mature coherence can circulate within a new field without fragmenting itself. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of deep matrix convergence of higher threshold. Convergence acts here within several already deep matrices. But this depth becomes compatible with a new threshold. This function marks an important level. Depth itself can support the emergence of a new structure. When this function exists, the center of active stability of fourth depth appears. This center links active stability and depth proper to the fourth phase. Stability ceases here to be simply maintenance. It becomes a new inner center. This center marks a threshold where phase 4 begins to possess its own depth. This density leads to the first base of new higher continuity. This term fixes a new foundation. A higher level continuity becomes a truly distinct base. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of new deep coherent stability. This core marks the point where a coherent stability takes on a depth, no longer entirely belonging to previous cycles. Stability no longer contents itself here with enduring. It becomes the core of structure. From it appears the function of higher regulated continuity of expanded threshold. Continuity acts here across a broader range. But this extension remains finely regulated. It produces no dispersion. Then forms the field of active convergence of fourth level. The field becomes particularly revealing here. A new convergence now exists within a level proper to the fourth phase. This maturity leads to the order of new higher stable cohesion. Cohesion ceases here to be simply a condition of passage. It becomes proper stability. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of deep continuity of phase 4. This term is decisive, and it signifies that a deep continuity now clearly belongs to phase 4.